You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
On that note, welcome back to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, December 21st show, our last show before Christmas. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. We're here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or to connect you with the amazing guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Tony Sablon of Ultimate Wealth Strategies, LLC, New York Life. Blueprint for your financial plan in 2020. Tony, it's been a little while since we've had you in studio. Thank you so much for coming back to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, and a little bit about Tony. Tony is an advisor with New York Life. He is also the founder of Ultimate Wealth Strategies based in Bellevue, Washington, focusing on life insurance, investment, retirement, and estate planning for you, your family, or small businesses to identify your life goals and motivations. Tony has a vast team of specialists that will help you meet your goals. Not only does he enjoy helping people with their financial goals and dreams, he is also passionate about the community through his involvement with various nonprofits. One of the unique things about Tony is that he is a mixed martial arts coach at AMC Pancration in Kirkland and training alongside current UFC champions, ONE FC champion, and other world-class fighters.
Tony, so glad to have you back. As everybody knows, I was a fellow NyLife guy. I don't know how to say that correctly, but I appreciate where you're coming from. New York Life's a fantastic company, and tis the season. If anybody's like me, we're cruising around with, you know, shopping and families and that busy time of year and watching your savings account dwindle as we go. So you're definitely the guy to ask, how do we keep these finances in check?
So to keep finances in check, one of the things you need to do is build a strong financial plan. And, you know, this is usually done at either the beginning of the year or the end of the year. And generally, if you do it in the beginning of the year, you're reviewing your plan at the end of the year and then just making the tweaks to your plan. And that will in itself will help you keep within budget for your Christmas shopping. And, you know, these days there's people that are living paycheck to paycheck and don't even realize that the only plan in place is Social Security. And for some, that will pay them approximately a third of what they make today. So waiting till after the new year comes will just add another year to your procrastination. So get your goals and plan done now so that you can focus on reaching those goals and spending time with family, hobbies, work, and making more money. And so a couple of hours of your time now to help secure your financial future is a small fraction of time for a great benefit in the future.
Yeah, and what a great setting yourself for holidays for next year. I don't know what the percentage is, but because I can't remember, but it was high that are living paycheck to paycheck. And what a very sad place to be. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about London, Keelan's daughter, and, you know, you really want to be able to set up the best practices for your children so that they can have even a better success than you might have been able to reach. So, Tony, what is the first thing that you must do to get your year-end financials planning in order? Talking a lot about planning today.
Yeah, so the first level in your financial house is made up of two components, cash flow and expenses. So to determine your cash flow, you have to determine how much income you bring home. So start by adding up all your take-home pay and any other income sources. And then next, you want to look at all your expenses from housing, food, utilities, et cetera, and include anything you spend money on a regular basis. So by doing this exercise, it helps you get a sense of what's coming in and what's going out from your cash flow. Mm-hmm. Companies track their income and spending. Why wouldn't you do it as well?
Yeah, and just going through that exercise, because Keelan and I working with homebuyers and having them go through a budget process, just as you're talking about, going through that exercise, you see people actually, they save more money because when they see where they're spending it and what that could get them, if you're spending $70 a month every 3 weeks on your nails, and you know that's going to get you $15,000, $20,000 more in property if you're trying to buy a home, or it's going to get you into that better plan for investing for your future, it makes a difference. So it's a great exercise to go through.
Yeah, just like Julie said, if procrastination will kill you on this. So you got to call Tony.
Kills you on everything.
Yeah, it kills you on everything, all the anxiety, everything. This is your future, your life. I can't think of anything more important for you to figure out and put the effort in and get organized than your finances. That's not only your future, but your kids' future. Mm-hmm. So spot on, Tina. So, I mean, after we figure out how much money that we make and how much we have left over, what's the next step, Tony?
So the next level is risk management. So life is a risky business, as you know. Mm-hmm. You need to be prepared. And there are usually six elements to a risk management program. And one of them is having an emergency fund. You and your family should spend some time to figure out how much money you would like in savings for immediate emergencies. And typically this amount is 6 months to a year's worth of living expenses, depending on your comfort level. And examples of an emergency would be you or your spouse lose your job, you break a leg or can't work, or any unexpected large bills come up, such as a home or car repair or large medical or dental bills. The other thing that you need to think about is life insurance. When people generally think of life insurance, they think of life insurance you can get through work. The other type of life insurance is the type you personally own, and we'll call it personal insurance. Personal insurance typically requires some form of underwriting, but because you own it, you control the coverage and any changes. There are various types of insurance that fall under this category. Two main types are term insurance and permanent life insurance. We won't have time to delve into all your options, but I can certainly do so on a one-to-one basis.
Well, Tony, I just ran into this. So I had ACL surgery August 15th. The bill was $30,000 for ACL. Now, I had insurance that covered a portion of that, but still, it was like $6,000 out of pocket. Just one soccer game on a Monday, all of a sudden, I owe six G's. These are the events that he's talking
about.
You
got to be prepared for
that are so important.
Mm-hmm. So, Tony, what else is included in protecting your family money that you see people often overlooking?
So, income protection insurance is another thing that people should think about. And, you know, just like your ACL injury, I mean, if you weren't able to come to work longer, this type of insurance will kick in and, you know, replace the income that you're accustomed to, right? And this insurance also covers, you know, long-term disability and also includes cancer, Alzheimer's, which are very real problems today that we see time and time again.
Yeah.
I don't want to dodge the, I skipped over life insurance. That's so important. I have New York life insurance. You're not allowed to talk about this, but I have a huge amount of term for my daughter. And then I'm going to convert that to permanent life insurance because when my 20 years of insurance runs out, I'm going to be too old and it's going to be too expensive for me to have it. And it's supposed to quote unquote invest the difference. Most people don't invest the difference. So to have that protection in place is really important. And it's really cool that you can transfer it to permanent life insurance through New York Life. So I highly suggest that for anybody that's out there. So what about the folks that are retired, Tony, or kind of nearing retirement?
So folks nearing retirement should really take the time to ask themselves how they will cover expenses for an extended care event. So you see this going on so much today with the use of GoFundMe campaigns and the like, when one can cover some of, if not all, expenses by considering long-term care insurance. The rub on long-term care is that it is expensive, though when you consider the actual cost of care, the insurance can be affordable.
So, Tony, now that you've reviewed the risk management, what else should people be thinking about?
So if you have kids, college funding would be something to think about. And you're probably aware that college costs are escalating annually. And there are many products out there, such as 529 plans, life insurance, or a rich uncle, if you're lucky, to help you set aside money for college tuition. But if you haven't started saving for your child's college education, or you feel that your current rate of saving may not be sufficient, It's not to let us not too late to set aside potential funds to for your child's education.
So important, Tony, that people start early on this. I mean, I'm sure people ask you all the time, where does this retirement planning come into play and when should we start?
The earlier you start, the better. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're 18 years old and working, even setting aside 20 bucks a month will begin to accumulate before your eyes. And if you're, you know, if you're late to the game, you know, saving more might be an option for you. And there's, you know, there's qualified plans such as IRAs and 401ks, and these are designed to help you accumulate money on a tax-deferred basis.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-tax money means you don't pay taxes on the money you set aside in these plans until you withdraw the money. However, there are usually penalties associated with early withdrawals, and qualified plans are government regulated. And in essence, tax regulation determines the maximum amount you can contribute. Then you also have personal savings, whether that be in a, you know, general savings account or other investment vehicles.
Yeah, and it's critically important that you talk with an expert like Tony that can really navigate and walk you through that, because there's really great programs, but it has to be the right program for you. So you don't want to go with something that's going to have heavy penalties up front if you're going to need that money. But it's a great option if you're not going to take that money for many years to have those, because you know you're not going to. So you just need to talk with an expert. So Tony, what are some misconceptions about retirement planning?
So the three misconceptions I hear a lot is, I don't need as much money in retirement. Money just shifts to different types of spending is the reality. Moving to a retiree-friendly state will save you money. Generally, that is not the case, since having zero income taxes translates into higher taxes elsewhere, such as property or sales tax. And then also, Medicare will be enough to pay for my health care expenses. That's not the case.
Yeah, if you want to be in a small, tiny, terrible home, some of these facilities, you know, when you have a limited budget like that and you're sick in later in life, you want to have some money that you can put out and really, you know, go out with a bang per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's one of the things that you hear most when meeting with folks? I know the later you leave things, the more money you're going to have to put away for your goals. I mean, is it that people wish they would have started earlier?
Yep. That's definitely one of them. And also, I wish I would have saved more. I wish I wouldn't have bought that bigger house and spent more on experiences. Or even, you know, I wish I would have bought that whole life insurance when I had the money and when I was young. Because what you see is people just dropping off their term insurance because it becomes cost prohibitive. So don't be the I wish I would have person, and be the let's design a plan and our financial goals now person.
Yeah, great advice, Tony, as we're wrapping up our show. So somebody that would like to do that and not be the I wish, can you talk about how to connect with you on a recap of a financial blueprint?
So have a risk management plan in place so that you can sleep easy at night, knowing that no matter what the market brings you and no matter an emergency that comes into your life, you know, your financial plan is in place and you have peace of mind. And, you know, take advantage of all the tools that are out there to save money and invest money, and then work with an advisor that is not biased around different financial vehicles, because, you know, as a mixed martial artist, I'm not biased to one type of martial art. You know, I'm going to use all the tools at my disposal to win the fight. And, you know, the market is the fight, the life, you know, your life is a fight. So use all the tools that are available to you.
Yeah, great advice. Tony, thank you so much for coming back in studio, and wish you happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, first ever shared rental pool for home furnishings. John Bedford of Stagings and Design Network, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.